with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in the middle of August, the doggest days of summer. And Barbecue Bob just got back from a little UP vacation and met some really cool people while you were up there. And we're about to talk to another one, right?
That's right. And for those of you not in Michigan, the UP stands for Upper Peninsula. It's
right. It's above the Mitt.
There's some great stats about the UP I just read the other day. It's like it goes as far west as like Avon, Arkansas, and it goes as far east as like, I don't know. It was just interesting list of geographical and different stats.
Meaningless
about
facts,
the UP.
Right,
no, they're just very cool because if you look at it as a standalone, it's a gigantic piece of land.
Right.
It's bigger than like, you know, 10 states.
Yep. Yeah. Combined.
So while I was there, I went to see my old buddy in Sault Ste. Marie, and the next day, his wife told us that you have to go downtown to this Pure Michigan shop. She sells nothing but Michigan products. And that's where I ran into Kathy Twardy, who's on the grilling line right now from Harmony Health Foods.
I am, yes. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the invite.
My wife absolutely loved your shop.
Oh, thank you. It was really nice visiting with you guys.
Well, thank you. It's just so good when you run into an entrepreneur who is embracing everything Michigan. You had so much cool
absolutely
stuff in your shop.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of Michigan. We moved back. I was born and raised in the UP, so I'm actually a Uper. So for people that are listening and they don't know what a Uper is somebody who's actually born in the UP.
Unlike
so
me.
You can't transplant to the UP.
Right.
You have to be born up here. So and for such a large landmass, we have less than 280,000 people that actually live up here year-round.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
But, well, it's because the bears eat half of them.
Right, yeah.
Right, and we do have a wolf problem up here, but.
Right, yeah. That would be Bob wolfing down all this health food. And I got to tell you, Kathy, if you got Bob's attention enough that he wanted to talk to you again in a health food store, you got some stuff going on. I'm just saying that.
Well, thank you.
Because health food stores and Bob, that's like, wow, really? Okay, good. So I'm very interested to learn more about your store. Bob has said there's a few items that were very unique there, and one was the honey. Tell us a little bit about the unique honey that you have.
Yeah, the honeybees that we have up here, and specifically where I get my honey from, these bees pollinate a plant called a trefoil plant. So it's a little bit sweeter, it's quite a bit lighter, and actually the color of it is like super golden. And so it doesn't have that darker amber color to it when bees pollinate other wildflowers or other plants. But so the trefoil is a really, really tasty honey, and I can't remember how many gallons we sell. I think between my two stores, I think we sell upwards of 5,000 gallons a year.
Of honey.
So,
that's a lot of honey.
Yeah, right, at 16-ounce bottles or 8-ounce bottles at a time. That's a lot of honey. Yeah, pretty cool.
It's a lot of honey, yeah. It's a lot of work to get it into those cute little jars.
So if a grilling guy wanted to buy some of that honey and do something on the grill with it, what would you recommend?
Well, the great thing about honey is the nice high sugar content. And any grilling guy understands that when you have a nice high sugar content, you get that really nice caramelization or that bark on anything that you're cooking. So the sugar will burn out, and it gives you like that nice crunchy crusty coating that you're looking for.
What do you call that again?
It's called bark.
No.
So,
what type of sugar?
Oh, it's just the crystallizing out and it just gets nice and crunchy. So I like to take honey and I like to mix it. Well, with mustard is one of the things that my husband likes me to do, and he likes it when I cook him chicken legs over the open fire. and then I make my own honey mustard up, and it gets them that nice crunchy coating.
Okay, so you're applying the honey mustard on the chicken while you're cooking it rather than a dipping sauce.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Yep. Wonderful. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, one of the things with honey is that if you cook with your fire too hot, it'll go to bitter on you if you overcook the sugars in there. So you have to be careful. Cook it off, but this is a low to medium heat. You don't want a smoking hot grill for that if you're using honey. I drizzle honey on my ribs as a finishing sauce about the last 15 minutes. Now, those are always on the smoker, but I just like it a little bit tacky. But again, the sugar content, the flavor profile just adds another dimension to most anything that you're using it with.
Absolutely. It's a little bit more low and slow. And so I like to start higher over my fire, and then as it continues to cook and you can see that cooking action happening, then you kind of drop it down a little bit so that you get that good coat, that good crust on the outside.
So let's talk about another unique Michigan item that you have, and that is your Michigan maple syrup, right? Because you've got some local providers that you're using up there as well, right?
We do, and actually a lot of people don't understand that the Eastern UP, which is our end of the UP, we actually produce more maple syrup than the entire state of Vermont. And one of the key things to maple syrup is those nice cool UP evenings that we get, because that drives the sugars up and down between the birch trees, and that's where you get the production of the sap coming out. And Michigan maple syrup is the best.
So what do you like to cook with, or use that when you're cooking? How do you use it, rather?
Oh, yeah, maple syrup. Well, there's a maple mustard that I like to make also. I kind of like a mustard sauce, don't I? So so I will put that on ribs. I'll even put it on burgers and then chicken. I got my niece to eat chicken for the very first time off of the bone this summer by making her some chicken legs with maple mustard.
So are you using just regular yellow mustard, or are you using a Dijon mustard, or what are you mixing that with?
You know, for kids, I tend to go a little bit just like plain old yellow mustard, but I like a little bit spicier, more like a Dijon mustard or even something with some grain in it. And so you can take your grainy mustard and mix it up with your maple syrup, and that makes a really good sauce, especially for ribs.
I'm just curious, do you have a German heritage?
I don't think so. I think I'm just pretty much a Uber. I'm a pretty good mix.
Because the Germans love their mustard. It was just a just a point of curiosity. So tell us what other things we might find if we are in your shop.
Oh, well, I am the popcorn maker. So my husband calls me the Colonel Ista. So like if you were to go to a coffee shop and you have your barista making you a coffee, I make the popcorn here. And so I think I'm up to about 35 different flavors of popcorn. I always figure if you can put it on a chip or a seed, you can put it on some popcorn. So nice. My hashtag is life is too short for boring corn. And I just came up with a really cool new flavor just about a week ago since you left, Bob. It's called summer grilled corn. And so it's got a little bit of lemon in there, and then I use a garlic herb olive oil. And then this really good garlic herb mixture on there that has a little bit of rosebuds in it, believe it or not. And it sort of tastes like if you were to put corn on your grill and barbecue it, it tastes a lot like that.
Wow. Wonderful.
I can't remember the flavor we bought, but we had it gone before we were 10 minutes out of town. It was so good.
Did you guys get the truffle parmesan?
No. It was kind of sweet.
That's really popular. Okay. So maybe I make a flower power one too. So I like to use honey on my popcorn too.
There was honey on it.
Lavender honey popcorn. That's really good.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Kathy, would you do me a favor? Could you hold on over the break as I got a couple more questions for you? And we got to pay some bills here with a commercial.
All right.
You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. There's more of Bob's healthy food coming up.